Any children today? Please come out, and then just a little bit of announcement. If you don't want your children receive chocolate today, just let me know, because I'm handing out the chocolate. Okay? It's a miracle day that pastor's giving out pastor chocolate. It's almost impossible, I'm telling you. You don't want it? You don't want it? Why is chocolate? Because I love chocolate. Okay. Do you like coming to church? Do you like coming to church? That's good. That's good. Because today I want to teach you, coming to church is a really good thing. And I want you to feel the joy of it. So I was expecting that, I don't want to come to church or something like that, but there's a time that I give you chocolate. And then you suddenly change your mind and say, oh, I love to come to church, right? So, and then do you like coming to like a children's movement? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't need my chocolate then. Okay. Okay, here. Let's talk chocolate. Okay. It's a miracle that I'm giving up chocolate. You don't want it? Okay, that's fine. Okay. Let me tell you my story. When I was little, like your age, 5 or 6, I lived in a small village. Maybe not many family members living in the village, but there was a small church, maybe 1/10 of size of this sanctuary. It's a really small church. But I loved to go to church, that church. I still remember, the church looked like. We didn't have that kind of chair. We had just a wooden floor. In the middle of it, there's like a stove for the winter time. Anyway, in the Sunday morning, I usually get up early in the morning, and one of my routine is going to each house and then bang the house door. Bang, 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 bang. John, let's go to church. And his parents hated me because I banged the door so loud and they wake up like a whole family. And then I get him and then move on to the next house, and then bang the door. And then bring, all of my friends, like 10, 12, children, and then heading to the church. Church is more like a 20-minute walking distance, maybe, 20, 30 minutes walking distance. And I was the one first in line, just follow me, and into the church. That was like a really my childhood, going to church, because I love go to church. Somehow I love go to church, and maybe God called me to be a pastor because of that, I don't know. But yeah, I love go to church, and I love to take my friends with me. So that was like my precious memory of going to church. My priority of our children education is, I want my children to like to go to church, like to go to Sunday school. I like to go to learn about Bible. That's my priority. So if you feel like, I don't want to go to church, just let me know. I'll help you. I'll help you to love to go to church and love to, you know, learn about Bible and love to sing the praises. So, okay. In Psalm 84 says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord our host. How lovely is your dwelling place." Dwelling place means the church. Okay? So, you know, just let's continue to have joy. Not just receiving chocolate, but, you know, going to church, learn about God and Bible, and, you know, play with your own friends too. So, church is a good place, right? I'm sorry? Uh-huh. It's not school. It's a fun place. Church is a good place. Okay? Okay. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for your blessings upon our lives. Especially we thank you for our children gathered here. God, we want our children to love you, to have joy in the church, to have joy learning your words, praising you. God, lead them your spirit and bless them with your guidance. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your classroom.